This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. And I'm delighted now to welcome Robert Knott. He is with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He is with us speaking of the arts. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I am fine. And here we are broadcasting from an undisclosed location.
What are you talking about? We're inside the baking company. No one's here but us. The lights are out. There's no clattering of dishes. And we found exactly 72 cents in change on the floor.
Plus a few pieces of decayed
bagel.
Detritus. I went in there to get my equipment about, when was it, last week?
Yeah, I went with you. It was at night. We snuck in with the burglar mask on. You
no.
don't remember?
They let me in, but it was so sad. It was so sad. And
it is sad, regardless of the mystery or the fact that maybe they had to do it and nobody should judge them. I mean, who knows the real story? But whenever you lose what people consider an institution in this little town, there is a sadness. It goes beyond the mystery of what happened. You're like, why? Why did they have to close? Why did the Zia Diner have to close?
Yeah.
Even if you hadn't gone to the Zia in like 3 months, suddenly you were missing. I remember, you know, having only been here a couple of years when the Yucca Drive-In back in 95 on Surios Road closed. And I'd only been here 2 years and went there once, but I didn't have the 50 years of memories. But the Yucca, I still drive by Surios Road.
I'm
like, I want the Yucca back.
I miss the Yucca with their crazy sign with the Yucca plant on it.
And then you get something like Bobcat Bite, which becomes Santa Fe Bite and has a whole new life, and you're really excited. So.
And that was a wonderful move, and I like to go to Santa Fe Bite.
Yeah.
So what's going on this weekend and this coming week?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, did you hear about the New Mexico Dance Coalition's 29th Annual Choreographer Showcase?
Why, no.
Something told me you didn't know a thing about it. Friday night at the Rail Yard Performance Space is going to be taking place. I don't have a time yet, but it'll be happening. Oh, 7 p.m. And there's a sliding scale at the door. Check out nmdancecoalition.org. And like Mosaic Dance Company is going to be there. They've been around a long time. And Desert Darlings Belly Dancers. What do you think of that?
That sounds enticing.
Oh, I'm glad you like that. And then Esme Olivia. So there's going to be a really cool dance. You know, it's Friday night, a dance performance at the Rail Yard. It's pretty good. 7 o'clock. You do have to pay to get in, but as I said, it's a sliding scale. You want to hear about what's happening at Roland Van Loon's studio gallery?
Yes, indeed.
He's got this cool little gallery off Agua Fria Street. It's in the 1600 block. No, pardon me, the 600 block. Parking's a little problematic, but you can almost park down by the Rail Yard by the old World Market area. And there's paintings and prints here by Thomas Christopher Haig, 5 to 8 p.m. tonight, Friday, the 25th. The show runs through early May. And again, it's a really cool, you know, studio. It's off the beaten path, and some interesting artists sometimes are in there. And just to go somewhere on Agua Fria Street. Oh, real quick, I'm over at the Connie's food station getting some beer downtown, and this tourist guy pulls up, and he's very nice, and he's like, can you tell me where San Francisco Trail is, where all the galleries are? I said, do you want San Francisco Street or Santa Fe Trail? He's like, no, I think it's San Francisco Trail. You know, you go up a hill, and there's all these galleries.
I said, you mean Canyon Road?
That's it. So I sent him Canyon Road. It was a Friday. I was happy for the guy. I said, you'll find some galleries. So, and that speaks to, you know, you can still go institutions, like it or not. You can go up Canyon Road on a Friday night.
And you should.
Yeah, and you should. There's a lot of galleries that have shows up there. Vivo Contemporary's got a show up there tonight, 725 Canyon Road, called Giving Voice to Image 4, which means I guess they've had like sequels. Collaborative show, 5 o'clock.
Hey, here's another exhibition that opens tonight, Missions and Moradas, Icons of New Mexico, 1925 to 1985. That's at William Talbot Fine Art, Antiques, Antique Maps and Prints. And that's at 129 San Francisco, up on the second floor. And a good friend of mine used to work up there, and I used to go up quite often. And there's this whole world of map connoisseurship and print connoisseurship, which is really, really something.
Like, and there's all these maps out and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you can buy an antique map of wherever. I have a particular fondness for looking at how areas used to be conceived of, like when the maps were inaccurate, or what the borders were back in the day before, like in the case of this area, before the lines of the states were drawn and things like that.
Do you have to wear a pith helmet when you go in there because you have maps and stuff?
I think you should. Wear a pith helmet.
I see. Okay. Well, I have one back
I'd like to see you in a pith helmet.
Oh, that's nice. What do you know about Stephanie Miller's sexy liberal comedy tour?
She's been doing that for a while.
Well, what do you know? Come on, speak to me.
I've never been to it.
Oh, so we're both laughing at someone we've never seen because we love the title. The title says it all, right?
She was on Air America.
Yeah. So she's going to have some fun with the Republican presidential race, although I don't know why anybody would find that funny. And that's at the Lenzik on 8 p.m. on Saturday. You got to pay to get in, 988-1234. So that's the joke with Stephanie Miller's sexy liberal comedy tour.
Opening this week at The Screen, the movie theater on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, there's a space program, two female astronauts, and a handmade space station. Gosh.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just reading what it says.
Oh, but it's a movie. It's not
in
real life.
In a space program, internationally acclaimed artist Tom Sachs takes us on an intricately handmade journey to the Red Planet, providing audiences with an intimate first-person look into his studio and methods. The film is both a piece of art in its own right and a recording of Sachs's historic piece, Space Program 2.0 Mars, which opened at New York's Park Avenue Armory in 2012. Sounds like fun, especially if you're into space.
Do you remember that old movie from the 1950s called The Angry Red Planet?
No.
It turns out that when they got there, the red was the communists because it was like the Red Scare.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I love those things. I was a little kid. I thought they'd be like green-eyed monsters and stuff, but none of those things showed up.
You know, reality is so prosaic compared to movies and literature.
And that's why I don't do that prosaic stuff. That just distills my reality.
Except sometimes.
Well.
Also, opera at The Screen. I Due Foscari is an opera, Teatro Reggio di Parma, presented by Rising Alternative. That's on Sunday at 11:15 in the morning.
Why is your voice so sultry this morning? You're making me...
I'm pre-caffeinated, that's all. It's
you're
just
pre-caffeinated.
Simple.
I'm decaffeinated. What a pair we are. All right, so, all right. Barbara Gerber, do you know who she is?
You tell us.
She's a Santa Fe High teacher. I think she also runs the school newspaper out there, the
Demon
Tower.
Oh, right, okay.
She's written a novel, Love and Death in a Perfect World. And she's going to be having a reading of it as part of an author reading at the Performance Space out in El Dorado. It's on Cayente Road. She's not the only one in that reading, by the way. There's going to be I think Laura Davis Hayes is there. She's going to be reading a piece. Shirley Mellis is going to be reading a piece, and Brooks Robert. So all four of them are going to be reading a Saturday afternoon, El Dorado. Could be a lot of fun, 2:30 p.m. Q&A session follows. You know, when you go to author's readings, you don't have to feel obligated to buy the book. I say this as someone that's written four books. I don't ever want people coming up to the table feeling like they have to buy a book. But I want them to come up and chat with me. Like, hey, how are you? This is cool. Talk to me about anything. So I think going to these author readings are really cool. I work Saturday. I might actually be out there for this, covering it live. But good for you, Barbara. I think it's cool when a high school teacher can write a novel. And again, that's 2:30. It's free. It's Saturday. It's in the performance space at 7 Cayente Road, La Tienda El Dorado. Is the weather supposed to be nice tomorrow, Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm hearing some rumors of a snowstorm or something.
Let's
hope that doesn't. Yeah, right. We always get it on Easter time, right? Why are you acting so sultry this morning? You're going to get me in trouble.
You know what? I haven't heard from the Felines and Friends for a while with the Cat of the Week, but I did go to the Santa Fe Animal Shelter site, and I'm looking at the dogs, and I would like to pick a dog of the week.
I forgot I'm a dog today, not a kitty cat. Go ahead, pick.
Kuma is a spayed female black and tan Akita mix.
I'm friendly.
Who's 4 years old and looks so handsome and interesting and
I'm
smart.
Handsome. I thought I was kind of a feminine dog. Now I'm male. That's okay. I like that better.
There's also a yellow and white beagle Labrador mix named Jingles, who's pretty cute. There's a lot of good dogs at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, but there's so many other animal rescue organizations, and there's the Española Animal Shelter. And there's a lot of there's Felines and Friends, whom we've been featuring for years, and Small Dog Rescue. It's a great animal town.
Please send us more of those Felines and Friends. And sometimes I tend to preach to the choir. You do too. We always tell people New Year's Eve, drive, you know, they know to drive safely. But Easter's coming up. It's not
the time.
Oh, I
thought I should drive unsafely until Robert Knott told me otherwise.
Easter's not the time to buy the little bunnies and the chicks thinking they're cute, and then 2 weeks later you don't want them. But there is an Easter egg hunt coming up. Did you know that?
Yes.
Tell me more.
Well, you have it in front of you, and you're reading it, and I'm looking at cats.
I love you. I see. There we go. I caught you. Saturday, 11 to 1, Easter egg hunt, bags provided, clowns. I don't know how that goes with Easter. Face painting and prizes, and this is going to be at the Calle de Rio Municipal Recreation Center. The softball field's out there. It's the City of Santa Fe Easter event. I think it's great. I love that kids still want to go on Easter egg hunts, don't you?
I do. Doesn't the kid in you want to go too?
Oh, I'm always doing that. I'm always looking for the eggs in my fridge. I can't find them because the light bulb broke like 3 years ago and I haven't been able to replace it. So I like to make a Greek omelet where you mix up the eggs with some feta cheese, put some oregano on them.
The German word for light bulb translates as glowing pear.
Huh.
Which I thought was nice because light bulbs are in the shape of a pear.
Mm, I like that. Oh, that pear. I thought you meant like P-A-I-R.
P-E-A-R.
Good.
Hey, I'm going to give a cat of the week, too. There's an orange domestic short hair kitty named Bubs, who is a senior cat at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society.
I'm the boss.
And then there's a little, very young adult, year-old kitten named Sierra, who's awful cute also.
I'm little and I won't scratch up your couch.
And there we have it. End of the animal segment of this show.
I love the animal segment. All right, it's nighttime. You want to go out, you want to dance. You're saying, who's playing where and what are they doing? Saturday night don't have to be the loneliest night of the week, and even if it is, go out. The rock band The Shift is playing at 10 o'clock at the Boxcar. We're talking Saturday night. At the Cowgirl, you got Honky Tonk Americana with Half Broke Horses at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Go sit and have an afternoon beer at the Cowgirl and hear the Half Broke Horses. Later that night, the John Kurzweg Band is playing rock and roll at 8:30. The High Note has Havana Sun, 8 o'clock. The Low and Slow has Chris Abeta and Jerry Carthy, two really wonderful musicians doing music of northern New Mexico, 7 to 10 p.m. Saturday. No cover charge there, by the way. On the Rocks Lounge has Bad Habit. Oh, I want to go see that. 9 o'clock to 1, no cover whatsoever. Where's On the Rocks Lounge?
You tell me. Isn't the address written right there on the document you were reading?
Oh, it's in Camel Rock Casino. How do you like that? I didn't realize it was up on 84 to 85. And funny lady. I like that. It's like if I had the phone book open and I said, what's the phone number for what you call it? And well, I know...
As Kate Nelson once said, what's a phone book?
And I believe Sid Masters and his swing riders that do the great swing country that I absolutely love. I think they're at La Fonda Saturday night, which has renovated. What do you call it when somebody renovates? Renovates. I said renovated. I like the bar a lot more than I like the old bar, but they did diminish the dance floor somewhat, which has made some of the dancers displeased. I still like it a lot. I hope they expand the dance floor because we love dancing there, but still, La Fonda's a fun place. Sid Masters will be there this weekend. Really good stuff. No cover. I think they start playing at 8 o'clock.
At Collected Works Bookstore on Thursday, the 31st of March from 5 to 7, they are hosting a reception for Judy Nomberg's show, artist Judy Nomberg's Cuba in the Shadows. And it's all kinds of photographs from Cuba, which is such an interesting transitional place right now. I'm so curious to see how this country goes. But in any case, there's a great show of photos on Thursday at Collected Works Bookstore.
Nice. Wednesday, there's one of those great brown bag and brain power lectures over at the New Mexico History Museum. And they're doing The Killer President of Guatemala, reconsidering Ambassador Frank Ortiz, who, as you probably remember, was a Santa Fe resident. So that's going to be at noon, no charge, palaceofthegovernors.org lectures. Call 476-5100. That's noon in the New Mexico History Museum. It's in the meme community room. You got to go through the museum. And those really cool lectures, they only fit about 40 people. So you either show up early and get in or you don't.
And they're always pretty crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Starting today at the CCA, there's a film called Embrace of the Serpent. It's an Oscar nominee for the Best Foreign Language Film. And it's about an Amazonian shaman who is the last survivor of his people. He's approached by two scientists, and the story goes on from there. So that should be a very, very interesting film. There's another film starting tonight called Trapped, which is about the whole question of what remains of a woman's right to choose. And all the laws, I guess since 2010, 288 laws regulating abortion providers, which have really been aimed to close clinics have been passed by state legislatures. And so now clinics are really going to the court, and this is a documentary about that, and that should be, it's apparently a very good and very powerful documentary. So all of that is at the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts, on Old Pecos Trail in Santa Fe.
Great. I haven't been to any live theater in about 4 months. I've missed a lot of good shows, the 39 Steps and the Merry Wives of Windsor. I see that the Adobe Rose, I missed their first show. They now have their second show, Circle Mirror Transformation. It's out there on Parkway Drive. And that is Annie Baker's comedic play. It opens, well, it's running 7:30 p.m. tonight. You got to pay to get in. There are discounts available. Call the Lensic, 988-1234. And I'm pretty certain if it's running at 7:30 Friday, it's probably running at 7:30 Saturday with probably a Sunday matinee, which is usually how it works with theater shows here. Actually, I'm checking, and it is. It says a 3 p.m. matinee. That's really interesting Sunday. If you have any questions, call 988-1234. Adobe Rose is a new theater company starting up. Should always be really supportive of them. And again, I'm really sorry I missed their first show.
Yeah, they're good. And I read the play and I saw a rehearsal of the play, and it's really, I think it's a really good play, and they do a good job with it. It's written in, I don't think this has ever happened to me before going to a theater rehearsal. I couldn't tell whether they were rehearsing or just talking. The language was so natural.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
Yeah. There was a certain point where, and it's kind of meta because, I mean, and I don't always like meta things, but it was good. It's a play about theater. So it's a play about an acting class. And at a certain point there, people are speaking, but in the voice of somebody else. And then somebody says, okay, now just stop that right now or whatever. And you really don't know whether they're going out of the drama or whether they're still in the drama.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It was cool. And I think it's a good and thoughtful piece. And like Robert said, go out and support your local arts, including theater.
You really should. I haven't seen anything since pre-Thanksgiving. So, winter, there's a winter market at El Museo this weekend, handmade crafts, jewelry, and antiques. If you're looking to buy something for somebody's birthday, 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock, Saturday, 9 to 4 Sunday. El Museo Cultural is in the rail yard, not far from the Violet Crown Cinema. The winter market continues, I think, through March and maybe even April. We still have a Santa Fe Farmers Markets going on all year round on Saturdays over in the rail yard. And the Santa Fe Artist Market is going on in the rail yard park with outdoor booths this weekend. Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Rail yard's hopping. Rail yard's lively. There's stuff happening over there. I like the new rail yard. It's taken me a while to say that, but I really like it. I didn't want to walk through the other rail yard in the day, let alone the night, but...
Here is an event going on from Journey Santa Fe at Collected Works Bookstore at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. World Affairs Forum President Pat Kushlis presents On the Crisis in Human Migration, A New World of Walls. Bill Dupuy is host and moderator. The Santa Fe World Affairs Forum is a really interesting organization that specializes in foreign affairs education through small group, expert-led discussions of current and often critical international issues. They began in 2003. I used to have them on the air quite a lot. I haven't heard from them as much lately, but that doesn't mean that they haven't been active. And Pat Kushlis is fabulous. So definitely check it out on Sunday morning at Collected Works Bookstore. You can also go to JourneySantaFe.com for more information.
Don Curry's playing some classic rock, 8 o'clock Sunday night at the Cowgirl. He's really terrific. That same night, by the way, Nacho Mendez and company were over at El Farol on Canyon Road, which I still love going to. Still has that old-time Santa Fe feel. She's on at 7 p.m. And I love the name of this band, at Tiny's on Sunday, 3 o'clock. The Good, Bad, and Ugly. But actually, it's just open mic night, hosted by the Monk Mike Montiel Trio. And it probably is true. You do get the Good, Bad, and the Ugly on open mic nights. But it's 3 o'clock on Sundays, no cover. Probably be fun to go down there, so... go see The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and I don't mean the movie. You can always watch that on DVD.
Most excellent, and I think The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is a great way of describing open mic and karaoke types of
I know that.
Presentations.
Have you ever done those?
No. I care for the people around me, and doing karaoke would not be an act of kindness.
I did karaoke once at the Cowgirl,
Well,
and I
you can
somehow survived it.
sing.
Well,
You're
I did Dean
a
Martin,
wonderful
so I got
singer.
by.
Yeah.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like Mary Charlotte once said, ain't that a kick in the head? How we doing for time?
It's almost time to go.
Yikes. Time flies when you're in the darkened cafe. They closed up on you and no one's around, and we ought to put the lights on here. Get the champlains or something going.
So actually, it is getting there. Do you have one or two more that you want to read?
Well, I just want everybody to have a beautiful weekend. If there's not bad weather, there's a lot of things to do. There's the Rail Yard. There's the Adobe Rose Theater. There's great movies. There's some good stuff going on. You run up to Taos and see the National Theater live if you want. They're going to be doing Hangman at 11 o'clock up in the Taos Community Auditorium. And there's Limelight Karaoke over at the Palace. And the Matador's got DJ Inky Thursday night. So there's, pick up the Posse Tempo. Look at the calendar. It's really wonderful, comprehensive look at everything happening around town, happening out of town, Albuquerque, Cerrillos. Oh, I heard there's a new restaurant opening in Cerrillos, like the Blackbird Saloon or something. And
Down in Cerrillos?
I'd like to go down there and see it.
Very cool. I did get an email from somebody at the DeVargas Mall who was talking about all the different upgrades and things that are going on there. And I know there's a new Ethiopian restaurant
That's
there
correct.
that I haven't been to yet, but
No,
I
me
went to an
neither.
event that they'd catered, and the food was absolutely delicious. It was so good. And Opposite Books is now there. And so if you haven't been to the DeVargas Mall for a while, it might be worth going down and checking it out.
It's kind of the mall that's coming back to life as opposed to other malls that are not coming back to life.
Yeah. Well, a lot of changes. I guess this is a time of real change here in Santa Fe, and we're all rolling with it. Ladies and gentlemen, please feel free to send me your listings. If there's been a listing that I haven't read, I do apologize. I've had an email problem which has just been kicking my little butt for about a month now, and I've been on customer support for so long trying to get it fixed, but it will be fixed. But if I didn't read your thing, it's nothing personal. Just keep sending them. And Robert Knott with the Santa Fe New Mexican, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
My pleasure in an undisclosed location. It would have been helpful if you've told me where it was, and thankfully I stumbled in and caught you in the
I
last minute.
know. Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm always here for you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.